And we're joined now by Representative Barney Frank, a Democrat from Massachusetts, who's chairman of the House Financial Services Committee. Good morning, Mr. Frank.
Good morning.
And you're going to give the Democratic address today, the response to President Bush's talk. Where do you agree with the president on a stimulus package, and where do you depart from him?
Well, I'll be glad to tell you, and also where I disagree with the piece you just had, which I think, frankly, trivializes a very serious issue in ways that don't correspond to reality. We agree that a good chunk of this should be tax relief. First of all, I'd love to say this is a case, frankly, of the president agreeing with us. On December 9th, Nancy Pelosi convened a group of economists and business people, Larry Summers, Felix Roten, some business leaders, and they told us back then, you better get ready to have a stimulus package because the economy is getting weak. And so the president's initial response to all this was to say everything's going well. He's now seen some bad figures, as we all have, and we have, when he made the announcement, we'd been talking with people in the administration, the Secretary of the Treasury and others, and we're ready to work this out. We agree that about $130 billion ought to be made immediately available. Interestingly, that's up. When Larry Summers and others were recommending this to us, they were talking about a little less than 100. Things have deteriorated a little, and there's an increase in the amount that people are now talking about. Secondly, we agree that a lot of it ought to be tax relief, one-time tax relief, but aimed mostly at people who are going to spend it. You know, this notion that people are going to be down in Lower Manhattan buying iPods and Italian shoes, no, that's not who's going to be doing most of it. I said, literally, that's really just trivializing it with no basis. We're talking about a lot of people are hurting in this economy, and these are people who need things, clothes for their kids and other very important things that we hope to get them the money. But we do disagree with the president to some extent about who gets it. And frankly, the more economically stressed the people who get the money are, the more likely they are to spend it. So it has the double effect of being both socially relevant and also better a stimulus. But in addition, we want to do some spending as well. And here it's Professor Leahy, who's frankly off the wall. There's no danger that this is going to get out of control. This is a very disciplined agreement. There's going to be a cap of about $130 billion. Much of it will be tax relief, but some of it will be, for example, increased unemployment compensation. Unemployment's going up. There are people who are hurting who are out of jobs. Food inflation has been a problem, and so there'll be some money, we hope, in food stamps. And finally, we're looking for some way to go to some of the to the state and local governments who are hurting because they're losing tax revenues. Some of them are into the position, and more of them will be, of laying people off and cutting back, and we'd like to avert that.
But Mr. Frank, I'd like to leave something for the speech you're going to give later this morning. So can I follow up with a question?
Sure.
Reading through the reports of the stimulus package this morning, I'm reading a lot of economists. I'll quote one, Bruce Bartlett, who was Assistant Treasury Secretary in the administration of George H.W. Bush, who says in the Wall Street Journal, look, the history of these kind of stimulus packages, if you go back to the 1970s, is that you don't need a one-time-only rebate. You need a permanent change in the tax code, and that's what gives consumers the confidence to spend it on something substantial. How do you feel about that?
That he's a very conservative guy writing in the Wall Street Journal editorial pages, a very conservative place, who with whom we disagree. There was a great, by the way, consensus of economists, if that's the measure, that say stimulus makes sense. You know, Ben Bernanke was head of the economics department at Princeton. He's now the chairman of the Council. He was chairman of the Council of Economic Advisors for Bush. He's the head of the Federal Reserve. Independently, he's strongly for this for a stimulus package. See, the answer is no. We don't think that the kind of tax cuts that George Bush gave us a few years ago is what's needed. These are people who really don't think government has much of a role to play. A stimulus done well and quickly helps out. And again, it's a question of who you are talking about. The Bush tax cuts went largely to wealthier people, and maybe they're the ones who are going to buy those iPods and go to Las Vegas. But we have a lot of people in this economy who have not done very well, even in periods of growth. And these are people who will spend it in a fairly short order. And as I said, you also talk about unemployment compensation. You're talking about food stamps. You're talking about getting to people who really don't have the option of either putting it in a savings bank or buying Italian shoes.
In the minute we have left, Mr. Frank, what about some kind of either rebates or stimulus or tax relief for small businesses? They might apply to upgrade equipment and hire an extra.
The point about the business is everybody agrees if you're going to do this, it has to be money that's spent very quickly. We need to pass this in about a month and have it be money that's going to be available in not much after that. Mm-hmm. The president is asking for some kind of accelerated depreciation for businesses. And while that wouldn't be on the top of our list, if that could be worked out as something and the president insists on it as part of a deal, it could happen. In other words, you know, we both agree on individual tax relief. We want to add some additional unemployment compensation, money for food stamps, and other money for public entities that will spend it in a hurry. The president's going to probably want to add to that, or we know he wants to add to that, some business tax relief. And that's the elements of that package of $130 billion.
Barney Frank, Chairman of the House Financial Services Committee, thanks very much for being with us this morning, Mr. Frank.
Thank you.